What must I do to be saved? You know, that is a question that was asked by the Philippian jailer, and that is a question that is asked quite a bit today. What must I do to be saved? And there are many answers that are often given. But what does the Bible have to say on the subject of what must I do to be saved?
You know, a lot of people will tell you that all you have to do to be saved is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all you have to do and nothing else. And the passage that they will usually refer to is found in Acts chapter 16. Now here in Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas, they've been in the city of Philippi and they've been preaching the gospel, and they have been cast into the jail. They've been put in the middle of the prison. And late at night, it says in verse 25, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And then it says that later an earthquake struck, that all of the bonds of the prisoners, all the prisoners, were released. The doors of the prison were opened, and the jailer, he's been apparently been asleep during this time, and he wakes up, understands the earthquake has happened, the jail is now open, and he assumes that everyone has left and run away. And so he draws his sword. He's about to take his own life because under basically the penalty for losing your prisoner would be death anyway. And so he was going to take his own life. But Paul and Silas yell out of the prison. They say, "Don't harm yourself. You know, we're still here." And so it says that he brought them out. In verse 30, brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And the answer he was given is simply this. And this is where a lot of people stop right here. Verse 31, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." A lot of people stop right here. And they say, "See, Paul says all you have to do is believe." But I want to note that he didn't say that's all you have to do. He said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved." Now, is there more to belief than a mental understanding? Now, this question is really similar to a question that was asked way back in Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2, of course, on that great day of Pentecost after the resurrection of Jesus, 10 days or so after his ascension back into heaven, there's a great crowd there in Jerusalem. People from all over the world, devout Jews, have come gathered for the feast, and Peter gets up with the other apostles and begins to preach, demonstrating to them that Jesus, the same Jesus they crucified, has God made both Lord and Christ. Verse 36, he said, "Let all the house of Israel know surely that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ." Now these people knew who Jesus was. It's been less than 2 months since his crucifixion. And so many people that were here in this crowd were also in that crowd, perhaps, that was shouting out to crucify him there at the end. And so they asked, basically, verse 37, "When they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Very similar question. Really, it gets down to the same thing. What must I do to be saved? What must I do? What must we do now? And so Peter told them on that occasion, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and unto your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." Then they that were gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And so notice here, they were asked, what must we do? Peter told them to repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. Now, what is the difference between the Philippian jailer and these Jews on Pentecost? Why were they given different answers to the same basic question? Well, we already alluded to the fact that the Jews knew who Jesus was. They had seen the miracles he did. Acts chapter 2, verse 22 says, Peter reminded them, He reminded them and said that, "You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you, by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know." They knew who Jesus was. They didn't need to believe on the Lord Jesus. They already did. They weren't told to believe on the Lord Jesus because they already believed. They said, "What shall we do? He's Lord in Christ. What do we do?" You know, did Peter say, "Well, believe on the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved"? No. He said to repent and be baptized. He said you have to respond to what God has done. And so when we look back in Acts chapter 16, he said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved in thy house," in verse 31. But notice the rest of the passage in verse 32. "They spake unto him the word of the Lord." And so notice, they had to hear the word of the Lord in order to be saved, in order to believe. You cannot be saved without belief. And so he started with, "You must believe," and now he tells them why they must believe. He taught on him, he spoke to him the word of the Lord, all that were in the house. "And he took them that same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and his all straightway." And so why was he baptized? Was that perhaps not included? Or wasn't that included in preaching unto them the Lord Jesus? And so they were given different answers because they were at different stages. You know, maybe this Philippian jailer, you know, Philippi is a long ways from Jerusalem. You know, maybe this Philippian jailer doesn't know, never heard of Jesus. He's never heard of Jesus of Nazareth. He has no idea about any of this, anything about the gospel. And so if you were going to teach the gospel today to someone who had no idea about the Christian faith, had no contact whatsoever with the Bible, with the God of heaven, where would you begin? Well, that's one of the places you would certainly begin, is who is Jesus and what has he done for us? And so we must believe on the Lord Jesus in order to be saved. But we must also, as Peter told those Jews on Pentecost, we must act upon that belief. We must take action on our part, save ourselves from this crooked and perverse world that we live in. That's not saying that we are saving ourselves, but we are allowing God to save us. We are submitting ourselves to God and doing His will. And so I hope this helps you to understand the difference between believing on the Lord Jesus and acting on that belief. Thanks for joining.